After the 2012 elections, mathematics professor Jonathan Mattingly found it puzzling that while Democrats won just over half of the popular vote, they only won 4 out of 13 seats in Congress. So he took the results and applied them to thousands of randomly drawn districts. In the vast majority of cases, he found Democrats winning 1 to 4 more seats than they had in the election.
So the question is just making sure one person won vote enough to preserve our democracy? And I guess my answer would be no.
Mattingly used his mathematical model to evaluate a new map that was drawn earlier this fall by a mock bipartisan redistricting panel. Tom Ross of Duke University's Sanford School of Public Policy led that effort. He says North Carolina has very few districts that are truly competitive.
Politicians don't really have to be as responsive to the voters during a reelection campaign because their seat is safe. And so the voters have a more difficult time holding candidates accountable. They don't feel like their voice is really heard, and they become disengaged.
Mattingly's model showed the nonpartisan map drawn by Ross's group was far more representational than North Carolina's current districts. Both researchers say it's worth pursuing different ways of drawing and evaluating districts, especially in an age of technology where gerrymandering is becoming more targeted. Isabel Shepherd, WHQR News.